Intel Corporation is planning to lay off more than 20% of its global workforce this week, as part of a major restructuring strategy under newly appointed Chief Executive Officer Lip-Bu Tan, according to a report by Bloomberg News, citing a source familiar with the matter. The cuts are aimed at reducing bureaucracy, flattening the company's organizational structure, and refocusing on engineering-led innovation. The exact number of affected employees and timeline for implementation have not been officially disclosed, though the move could impact tens of thousands across Intel's global operations. Intel has not responded to media requests for comment. The job reductions would represent the second large-scale layoff at the company in less than a year. In August 2024, Intel announced plans to cut 15% of its workforce, approximately 15,000 employees, as part of a broader $10 billion cost reduction initiative. This latest round marks the first significant operational move by CEO Lip-Bu Tan, who assumed the role in March 2025. Tan previously served as CEO of Cadence Design Systems and was a board member at Intel until mid-2024. His appointment follows a turbulent period for Intel, which reported a $19 billion loss in 2024, its first annual loss since 1986. Tan has outlined a strategic shift focused on simplifying Intel's internal processes, removing layers of middle management, and realigning the company's artificial intelligence and chip manufacturing roadmaps. During a recent employee town hall, Tan emphasized that tough decisions would be necessary to turn the company around. Sources indicate that Tan is also restructuring Intel's leadership hierarchy. Key business units, particularly in chip design and manufacturing, now report directly to the CEO as part of a push to improve execution and speed up decision-making. Intel has faced increasing pressure from competitors in the semiconductor space, particularly NVIDIA and ARM, both of which have made significant gains in AI and data center markets. Intel's previous efforts to reposition itself as a global chip foundry have been challenged by execution delays and high operational costs. Industry-wide, the tech sector continues to experience large-scale workforce reductions. According to layoffs.fyi, more than 23,500 workers have been laid off across 93 companies in the tech industry so far in 2025. Google, Microsoft, Meta, and other major firms have also announced new rounds of cuts in efforts to streamline operations and reprioritize AI development. Intel is scheduled to report its Q1 2025 earnings on Thursday. Market analysts will closely watch the results and any accompanying guidance for insight into the company's cost structure, restructuring progress, and competitive positioning in the chip sector.